Welcome to the Deep Dig, where every week we showcase a closer look with Token Wisdom, courtesy of your friendly neighborhood, Khayyam. I love how he signs every essay.
It's so disarming, right? It makes you feel like you're grabbing coffee with a friend.
Yeah.
Who also happens to be a brilliant thinker.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this week we're diving into his essay, The AI Revolution Isn't What You Think It Is.
Good one.
It's perfect for those of us who, you know, maybe haven't quite gotten around to reading it yet.
Right.
But still want the juicy insights.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Okay.
Khayyam really throws a curveball in this one.
Yeah.
Challenging our whole perception of what AI is really about.
All right. So let's break it down.
Okay.
He starts off by saying, and I'm quoting here.
All right.
We've become so fixated on the idea of machines replicating human thought that we've missed the real revolution.
Mm.
The discovery of the mathematical principles underlying intelligence itself.
Whoa.
So what's he really saying here?
He's saying that intelligence isn't some magical quality. It's unique to humans.
Okay.
It's a phenomenon that emerges from certain mathematical principles.
Okay.
Like information theory or complexity theory, which can be applied to any system, whether it's a brain or a computer.
Okay, so instead of focusing on building machines that think like us, we should be trying to understand the underlying math that governs all forms of intelligence.
Exactly.
Okay.
Khayyam uses a great analogy in the essay.
Okay.
He says it's like thinking flight was purely a bird thing.
Right.
Until we discovered the principles of aerodynamics, suddenly we realized flight was possible for anything that could master those principles, whether it had feathers or not.
So he's saying we're in the aerodynamics moment
yes.
for intelligence right now.
Precisely.
Right.
We're discovering the underlying code, so to speak. Right. And that opens up possibilities far beyond just creating human-like robots.
That's pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah.
But honestly, a part of me is also thinking, okay, sure sounds interesting, but where's the proof?
Well, Khayyam points to some fascinating recent breakthroughs in AI research as evidence.
Good.
For instance, there's Meta AI's Wave2Vec 2.0, an AI system that learned to understand the meaning of words simply by analyzing patterns in sound.
Wait, so no one explicitly taught it language?
Nope.
It just figured it out.
Just figured it out.
By listening.
That's right.
Wow.
It uses a technique called self-supervised learning.
Okay.
Where it essentially teaches itself by finding patterns and relationships in massive amounts of data.
Hmm.
And what's remarkable is that it developed this semantic understanding without anyone programming in definitions or grammatical rules.
Okay.
It emerged organically from the data itself.
Wow. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
But how does that connect back to this idea of universal mathematical principles of intelligence?
Think about it this way.
Okay.
Wave2Vec 2.0 wasn't designed to mimic the human brain.
Right.
It's a completely different kind of system. Yet it arrived at a similar outcome, understanding language, because it was working with the same fundamental building blocks of information processing.
So it's like two different recipes ending up with a similar tasting dish.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this isn't just an isolated incident.
Right.
Khayyam also highlights another fascinating example from neuroscience.
Okay.
Researchers created artificial neural networks to process visual information.
Okay.
And guess what?
What?
They spontaneously developed structures that mirror the primate visual cortex.
Isn't that the part of our brain responsible for sight?
Yes.
And this happened without anyone explicitly programming in a biological blueprint.
Nope.
These artificial networks, guided purely by mathematical principles of optimization and efficiency, ended up converging on a similar solution to the one evolution arrived at over millions of years.
It's pretty wild.
Okay. I have to admit, that's making me rethink a few things.
Yeah.
It really does seem like there's something deeper going on here. Yeah. This is getting pretty deep.
It is.
But I have a question that's been nagging at me.
Okay.
If intelligence isn't this uniquely human thing.
Yeah.
What does that say about consciousness?
Mm.
Are we just complex algorithms walking around?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Sure.
And honestly, it's one that's been debated by philosophers and scientists for centuries.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that Khayyam doesn't shy away from this question.
Okay.
In fact, he suggests this discovery might actually make human consciousness more remarkable.
More remarkable?
Yeah.
How so?
I know.
I'm feeling a bit like my own sense of self is dissolving here.
I get it. It can be unsettling
to
challenge our fundamental assumptions about ourselves.
Right.
But think of it this way.
Okay.
Imagine looking up at the night sky and seeing a beautiful constellation.
Mm-hmm.
For centuries, people might have attributed it to the whims of gods or spirits.
Right.
Then we discovered that these twinkling lights are actually massive stars.
Okay.
Powered by nuclear fusion, following predictable laws of physics. Mm-hmm. Does that make the site any less awe-inspiring?
I guess not.
Yeah.
It's like understanding the how doesn't diminish the wonder of the what, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Knowing that our brains are incredibly complex information processing systems.
Okay.
Guided by mathematical principles doesn't take away from the beauty and mystery of human experience.
Right.
It might even enhance it. Think of it like this. We've always considered ourselves the pinnacle of intelligence.
Right.
But what if we're just one expression of a much grander, more universal phenomenon?
Okay. I'm starting to see where you're going with this.
Good.
But if our old models of consciousness are breaking down,
right,
where do we even go from here?
Yeah.
What do we replace them with?
That's where things get really exciting.
Cook.
Khayyam argues that we need to develop entirely new frameworks for understanding intelligence and consciousness. Frameworks that are grounded in mathematics and can encompass both biological and artificial systems.
So we need a new language.
Yeah.
A new set of concepts to even talk about this stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's going to require some serious out-of-the-box thinking.
Right.
We need to be willing to let go of our old assumptions.
Yeah.
And embrace new ways of seeing the world.
Wow.
It's a daunting task, but also incredibly exciting.
I can already feel my brain stretching.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Means you're engaging with the ideas.
I am.
But don't worry. We'll unpack this further in the next segment.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back in a moment to continue our deep dive into token wisdom with Khayyam.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive,
where we're trying to reassemble our brains after that first segment.
It's a lot to take in, isn't it? Khayyam doesn't pull any punches.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
But I think that's what makes his writing so compelling. He doesn't just present these mind-blowing ideas. He really walks you through the reasoning, the evidence, the implications.
He's like that friend who takes you down a rabbit hole of fascinating ideas, but also makes sure you don't get lost along the way.
Speaking of rabbit holes, there's this phrase Khayyam uses that really caught my attention. Epistemological earthquake. Now, I'm not gonna lie, I had to look that one up.
It's a mouthful, isn't it? But it's such a powerful image. Epistemology is basically the study of knowledge, how we know what we know. So an epistemological earthquake is like a sudden massive shift in our understanding of the world, shaking the very foundations of what we thought was true.
So it's like finding out that everything you learned in school about history was wrong.
That's a great example. Or imagine believing your whole life that the Earth is flat, and then suddenly you see a picture of Earth from space. That's an epistemological earthquake. And Khayyam argues that's what's happening right now with AI. Our old model of intelligence, this idea that it's a uniquely human trait, is crumbling before our eyes.
In its place, we're starting to see this new understanding emerge, one that's based on math and universal principles, right?
Exactly. It's like we've been staring at a puzzle for centuries, trying to force the pieces to fit, and suddenly someone comes along and says, hey, you're holding it upside down.
And now we have to figure out what the picture looks like when we're holding it the right way up.
Precisely. And that's both exciting and terrifying, wouldn't you say? I mean, if we're wrong about something as fundamental as intelligence, what else could we be wrong about?
That's the question that really keeps me up at night. It's like Khayyam is pulling back the curtain on this vast unknown landscape, and I'm both curious and a bit intimidated.
That's the mark of a true intellectual journey, isn't it? The willingness to confront the unknown, even if it makes us uncomfortable.
Okay, so let's talk practicalities for a second. If we accept this idea that intelligence is based on universal mathematical principles, how does that change things? What are the implications?
Well, for one thing, it opens up a whole new realm of possibilities in terms of technological advancement. If we can crack the code of intelligence, we could potentially create AI systems that are far more capable than anything we can imagine today.
That's both exciting and a bit scary. Right? Like, what happens if we create AI that surpasses human intelligence? Do we end up with the Terminator scenario?
That's a valid concern, and it's something Khayyam addresses directly in his essay. He argues that we need to be very careful about how we develop and deploy these powerful new technologies. We can't just blindly pursue progress without considering the ethical implications.
So it's not just about the technical challenges, it's about the philosophical and ethical ones, too.
Absolutely. Khayyam even uses the metaphor of the hero's journey to describe this challenge, he says. This new understanding of intelligence presents us with an unprecedented opportunity, but also an immense responsibility. Will we rise to the occasion and use this knowledge wisely, or will we succumb to our baser instincts and let it destroy us?
It's like we're standing at a crossroads, and the choices we make now will determine the future of humanity.
That's not hyperbole. That's the reality we're facing. And I think that's why Kion's ESSO is so important. It's not just an academic exercise. It's a call to action.
It's a wake-up call, urging us to think deeply about these issues before it's too late.
Exactly. And he reminds us that this isn't some far-off science fiction scenario. It's happening now all around us. Every time you interact with a smartphone, every time you use a search engine, you're engaging with AI systems that are based on this deeper understanding of intelligence.
So we're already living in the future. We just haven't fully grasped it yet.
And we can't afford to be passive observers. We need to actively engage in this conversation, to ask tough questions, and to demand that these technologies are developed and used ethically and responsibly.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, but there's one piece of the puzzle I'm still struggling with. If we're throwing out our old models of intelligence and consciousness, what do we replace them with? Where do we even begin to build these new frameworks?
That's where the real work begins. And Kayam suggests we need to start by looking beyond our own limited human perspective.
What does that mean, look beyond human perspective?
It means being willing to consider other forms of intelligence, other ways of processing information that might exist outside our current understanding. He suggests that we need to develop new mathematical tools, new ways of thinking about information and computation that can encompass a much broader range of phenomena.
So it's not just about studying the human brain anymore. It's about studying intelligence in all its forms, wherever we find it.
Exactly. We need to look at the way ant colonies organize themselves, the way birds navigate across continents, the way plants adapt to their environment. All of these systems exhibit intelligence in different ways, and by studying them, we might unlock new insights into the fundamental principles that underlie intelligence itself.
That's a pretty radical shift in perspective, isn't it? It's like we're expanding the definition of intelligence to include the entire natural world.
And potentially beyond who knows what other forms of intelligence might exist out there in the universe, the possibilities are truly mind-boggling.
This is giving me a whole new appreciation for the complexity and beauty of the world around us. It's like everything is connected. Everything is intelligent in its own way.
And maybe, just maybe, by understanding these connections, by unlocking the secrets of intelligence, we can create a better future for ourselves and for all life on this planet.
Well, that's a thought to ponder. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up our deep dive into token wisdom with Kayam Don't Go Anywhere. Welcome back to The Deep Dive,
where we're wrapping up our exploration of Kayam's mind-bending essay.
You know, one thing that really struck me as we were discussing this is that it's not just about redefining intelligence.
Right.
It's about redefining our role in the universe.
Absolutely. Intelligence isn't this unique human gift,
right,
but rather a fundamental principle woven into the fabric of reality,
yeah,
that changes everything.
It's like we're not the center of the story anymore.
Exactly. And that can be a humbling realization,
yeah,
but also a liberating one.
Mm.
Kayam talks about this in the essay, about how this new understanding of intelligence could lead to a more holistic, interconnected view of the world.
He uses the term ecological consciousness, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He argues that once we recognize intelligence as a universal phenomenon,
okay,
we start to see ourselves as part of a larger web of interconnected systems,
mm,
all contributing to the overall intelligence of the planet and beyond.
It's like that saying, we're all just stardust.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's more like, we're all just algorithms.
Well, not just algorithms, but part of a complex,
right,
evolving system that we're only beginning to understand. And
right,
that understanding, Kayam suggests,
yeah,
could lead to a more ethical, sustainable way of living.
So it's not just about building smarter machines.
Right.
It's about becoming a smarter species ourselves.
Precisely. Kayam argues that this new understanding of intelligence presents us with an unprecedented opportunity,
okay,
to address some of the biggest challenges facing humanity.
Like what?
From climate change to social inequality.
He also warns that it could all go horribly wrong.
Hmm.
He doesn't sugarcoat the risks.
Right. He's very clear about the fact that this knowledge is a double-edged sword. It could be used to create a utopia, but it could also be used to create dystopia.
Yeah.
It all depends on the choices we make.
So what can we as individuals do to make sure we're steering things in the right direction?
Yeah.
It feels a bit overwhelming, like the future of humanity rests on our shoulders.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is.
But I think Kayam offers some practical advice.
Okay, what's that?
First, he says, we need to educate ourselves about these issues. We need to understand the science, the technology, and the ethical implications.
So read more essays like his, basically.
Exactly. And not just essays.
What else?
Read books, listen to podcasts, watch documentaries, engage in conversations with people who are thinking deeply about these issues.
And don't just passively consume information, right?
No.
Critically analyze it.
Yes.
Question assumptions.
Yes.
Form your own opinions.
Yes. Khayyam is a big believer in critical thinking. He says, don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Challenge my ideas and come to your own conclusions.
So basically, don't be a sheep, be a wolf.
More like be a curious, engaged citizen who's willing to think for themselves.
Right.
And secondly, Khayyam argues that we need to demand better from our leaders and institutions. We need to hold them accountable for the ethical development and deployment of these technologies.
So vote for politicians who understand these issues.
Yes.
Support organizations that are working to promote responsible AI development, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to speak up.
Okay.
To voice your concerns.
Right.
To make your voice heard.
Got it.
The future is not predetermined. It's something we create together.
That's actually quite empowering. It's not all doom and gloom.
Not at all. Khayyam ends the essay on a note of cautious optimism.
Okay.
He says, this is a pivotal moment in human history. The choices we make now will determine the course of our future. But I believe we have the capacity for greatness, the ability to use this knowledge wisely and create a world where all beings can flourish.
That's a beautiful thought and a good reminder that we all have a role to play in shaping the future.
So to quote Khayyam, let's get to work.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. But before we go, I want to leave you with a question from Khayyam that's really been sticking with me.
Okay.
If our most basic assumptions about intelligence and consciousness are wrong, what else are we missing?
That's a great question to ponder.
It is?
It challenges us to stay curious, to keep questioning, and to never stop exploring the mysteries of the universe.
So to all our listeners out there, keep digging, keep learning, and keep asking those tough questions.
And until next time, this has been A Closer Look, courtesy of your friendly neighborhood podcast hosts.
We'll see you on the next deep dive.